Well, there are warnings from some of the nation's leading law groups that a proposal to beef up online surveillance laws could erode our human rights. Under the proposal, law enforcement agencies would have extra powers to monitor and disrupt crime on the web and to take over a person's online account. It's won support from some who worry that online child exploitation and other serious crimes are going unnoticed. But others warn it could have grave consequences for press freedom. Gavin Coote reports.
Sonia Ryan's daughter, Carly, was 15 years old when she was brutally murdered in 2007. The Melbourne teenager had been groomed online for 18 months.
Using the aliases of over 200 fake profiles to lure children online, he used a fake age and identity to infiltrate our lives and her life, and essentially used her good qualities, her good nature, to persuade her and manipulate her into meeting with him and his son alone. And that resulted in her brutal murder. And, you know, in that groundless grief, I just knew that these types of crimes were going to continue.
Sonia Ryan's since been pushing for law reform, and this was given a major boost late last year when the most extensive review of Australia's intelligence sector since the 1970s highlighted the need for a complete overhaul. In response to concerns about online crime, the federal government introduced a bill that would give the Australian Federal Police and the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission greater powers to prevent it. This includes seeking a warrant to disrupt and possibly even damage data, or taking over accounts including social media sites suspected of abetting crime. The bill is now the subject of a parliamentary inquiry, which Sonia Ryan gave evidence at today.
I think, honestly, criminals have been hiding for too long behind the anonymity of the internet and the privacy veil.
But not everyone is convinced about the need for the powers. Kieran Pender, a senior lawyer at the Human Rights Law Centre, thinks however noble the intent, the changes being proposed are extraordinary and intrusive.
Every time these laws are increased and expanded, there is a democratic cost. There is an impact on the rights and freedoms of everyday Australians, and we should be concerned about that, and we should ensure that they're only expanded where there are sufficient safeguards and the laws are strictly necessary and duly proportionate. And we don't think this present bill before Parliament meets those criteria.
Many Australians will remember when the Federal Police raided the homes of a journalist and the ABC as well. And that led to headlines around the world. Some referred to Australia as the most secretive democracy. Is there a potential for a further creeping of that, impinging of the freedom of the press and also encouraging whistleblowers to come forward?
Yeah, you can draw a straight line from concerns about press freedom in Australia to concerns with this bill.
David Neil from the Law Council of Australia told today's inquiry there's a real risk of overreach, which could have major consequences for many Australians on the web.
It's not only when these powers are being exercised in the ways intended under the legislation, but the potential for mistakes or abuse is very real. And given how extensive computers are in everything we do now, these powers are potentially massively intrusive and very damaging, could ruin people's lives and businesses.
But Andrew Warnes from the Department of Home Affairs warned by making the scope of the new laws too narrow, serious online crime could continue to go unnoticed.
When you start carving out offences, you run the risk of missing things. You run the risk of sort of tip of the iceberg where some of that minor offending may actually lead you to more major offending.
Australian Federal Police Deputy Commissioner Ian McCartney emphasised that they'd only use the powers in a targeted way.
The issuing officer has to be satisfied that the activities authorised by the warrant are justified and proportionate with regard to the offences being targeted.
AFP Deputy Commissioner Ian McCartney, Gavin Coote with that report.